She's a wonderful woman, my wife. I love her very much. She looks after our three children. She does a wonderful job. I made the mistake of suggesting that my day at work might have been 10% as challenging as her day. And she nearly punched my teeth out through my arsehole. So I realised that I shouldn't have done that. She does feel like she's got to justify what she does to me. So I've got to do this, and then I've got to do that, and then I've got to do this, I've got to do that. She doesn't have to justify what she does to me. I know how difficult it is to spend time with those children. Do you know what I mean? I've done it 4 or 5 times, right? The last time, it was like a triple-prong attack on my sanity, mate. It's like they planned it. It was unbelievable. I was like, one of them went, right, she's gone out. Okay, this is what we're going to do. You take a shit in that corner. You take a piss in that corner. This is the genius bit. I'm just going to grab my dick for no reason. Trust me, if we time it right, he will kill himself. You know what my wife does? She makes up deadlines. I've got no idea why she does this. She makes up deadlines. I'll say to her, I'm off out now. What are you up to? And she goes, well, got to clean the windows by 3. Why? Is there a window inspection at 3:05 that I didn't know about? I didn't even know we cleaned the fucking windows. You know my deadline for cleaning the windows when I can't see out of them anymore? If I come downstairs and go, where the shit is the garden? Jesus, oh Christ, we need to clean those. Oh God, she's a wonderful woman. She deserves the very best, but I cannot be asked to provide it. It's such a difficult conundrum. I want her to be happy, but I've got no inclination to do anything about it. What do you do? What do you do? It's a difficult one, isn't it? I do want her to be happy, but I don't want to do anything. The way I figure it is I don't have to be an excellent husband, I just have to be slightly less annoying than starting divorce proceedings. You know, that's how I figure it. I'm trying to figure out a solution. I think I figured it out. I think I figured out a way of me not doing anything but her being happy. I just think just let her have a boyfriend. I do think that's the solution. You know how people worry about their marriage? Oh, I don't know what's going on. It's a bit tough. Don't know where she is tonight. I know where my wife is tonight. She's with Andy. I arranged it. So many advantages to having an Andy. Got an extra childcare option. You've got a mate. Don't have to worry about his sexual performance anymore because Andy's smashing the shit out of it. Jimmy, it's amazing. Right? You know when you go out with your friends, you complain about your other half. When you're with Andy, you're complaining about the same person. Do you know what I mean? Play little mind games with him. Like, isn't it weird when she does her multiple orgasm phase? Oh, you haven't seen it? I sometimes think the biggest advantage of having an Andy is I'd quite like to have a go on Andy myself. I am thinking about going gay for a bit. Do you know what I mean? Like a gap year. I tell you what, I've never tried it. I've never tried it. It might be better. You're supposed to try everything, aren't you? So I'm thinking this year I'm going to try, like, pottery and being gay for a bit. I do think we're in a situation where being gay, we pretend, is normalised by society, but I don't think it is. I saw two guys kissing recently. I went, oh, there's two guys kissing. I shouldn't have even acknowledged it, but I did. And I thought, I'm not homophobic. And then I realised the reason I acknowledge it is because I just haven't seen it that much. Based on the TV and film I've watched, they don't normalise it. Every time there's a homosexual relationship, it's part of some sort of groundbreaking, award-winning, BAFTA-nominated storyline. It's not normalised. Netflix has got a separate category for gay, lesbian and bisexual. So it's not normalised. I just haven't seen it that much on TV and film. Think about it. You know, two guys kissing. You just haven't seen that much. Based on the TV and film I've watched, I've seen more people take a bullet to the head than I have seen dudes kissing. Based on the TV and film I've watched, I've seen more fucking talking animals than I have seen dudes kissing. I'm currently conditioned to be more surprised by two guys kissing than I am by a bear going, all right, Rom. Do you know what I mean? That's insane, right? Plus, most heterosexual men, all of my mates and I, we've been homophobic in the past, and this is how we do it, right? You don't do it, it's not horrible, but you don't mean it to be horrible. It happens by accident. This is what men do. Every time one of my friends or I will express something like emotion to each other, we'll add on the end of the message, no homo. In case one of us accidentally comes out of the closet because we forget to... I mean, what an incredible way to reveal yourself. As if I might get a text message and go, oh, my God, you're not going to believe this, sweetheart. Pete's gay. Well, he just sent me a message. Love you, bro. Had a great night. Didn't put no homo. What's Debbie going to say? Similarly, if Pete said something incredibly gay, I'm not convinced that no homo is going to cut it. You know, if he sent me a message going, Rom, want to take you out tomorrow night, get you drunk, ravage you anally, make sweet love to you until we both fall in a heap of climactic orgasm, no homo. I don't know that no homo's doing the job there, do you know what I mean? I do also think that heterosexual dudes are incredibly arrogant, you know? I do think we're very arrogant. I'll give you an example of how arrogant I think we are. We are turned on by lesbian pornography. I mean, it doesn't get much more arrogant than that, does it? That is a situation where a penis could not be less welcome. And a heterosexual man will watch that scene, see two women just having a cracking time, and his primary thought is, imagine what would happen if I rocked up. I think sex would be better with a dude. I think I'd be better at sex with a dude. There you go, I said it. I'll tell you why. I just think a man has got to be better at handling a penis than a woman, you know? Based purely on the number of practice hours that he's had, right? It takes, what, 10,000 hours to master something? There's 8,760 hours in a year. I reckon I mastered my dick in a year and a half, right? I'm a dick ninja, mate. The pleasure I could give a man, backhand, forehand, volley, whatever you want, mate. I just want to step up and show my potential, my true potential. I feel sorry for a woman. Because the first time they're dealing with a penis, it's not a training session, they're in the fucking game. Just, oh, shit, what do I do with this? Shifting it around, trying to find third. Do you know what I mean? I just think a dude would be much more comfortable. There's nothing he hasn't seen, mate. Dick related. He'd just step up like a bloody cocktail bartender. Do you know what I mean? Just, don't worry, sir, we'll have you off in no time at all. What I'm trying to say is I think I'm gay, all right? I think I'm gay. I just need to find a dude that's into the Asian Rolf Harris look, and then we are in smashdown. Ladies and gentlemen, the Apollo, you've been absolutely amazing. Thank you very much. Good night. Hello. I don't do a proper encore, I just come back out. I do try and spend quality time with my wife, right? And I think based on what I've said before I went off there, I probably need to. My wife and I, we watch TV together. That's what happens, isn't it? When you start off in a relationship, your quality time means you're going out and you're doing all sorts of stuff, but I'm at the point where you just sort of exist in the same room, do you know what I mean? Like, you know, Paul, how's the marriage going? That's going great. You know, last night we had a bit of quality time. We both sort of sat in the same room and looked in the same direction for about 4 hours. It was wonderful, man. I mean, we didn't really talk to each other, but it was just magical to sort of be in the same space, you know, and really sort of just enjoy each other's air, you know? We're sort of sitting there, both looking straight ahead, never communicating. It was just, you know, so nice. Neither of us left the room at all. I mean, I went up to go to the toilet. I needed a piss. I pretended I needed a shit just to have a longer break, to be honest with you. I was sort of sat in the toilet thinking, what could have been, do you know what I mean? I could have ended up with someone I really loved. But it's not to be. I've sort of compromised on my dreams because I don't want to die alone. And then you sort of think, OK, well, let's get back to the living room and carry on the merry dance towards oblivion. So thanks very much for asking.